Saf Yud Gimel Omed Aleph Maseches Chala Perek Sheni Halacha Beis Mi She'eino Yochol La'asot Isato B'Tahara Ya'asena Kabin Va'al Ya'asena B'Tuma. What a person should do if he can't make a Isa that's Tahar and therefore will end up with Chala Tumeya, he should make it a small shear, since the shear of Chala is a kav plus another rova a kav, so it's 5/4 of a kav, he should use 4/4 of a kav. So therefore make all of his isa a maximum the size of a kav in order that it shouldn't come to a kiev of kav. As Rabbi Akiva says, no, ya'asena betuma v'al ya'asena kavim. Because the shape shuhu korei l'tora kavu korei l'tuma. It's better that he should make it. And when he's making something that is tmeya, he can still be very shame on it. And he'll be yaitse his bracha and so on and so forth. And the only difference will be that he won't be able to give it to coin to eat. But like this, he won't be able to take off the challah at all. He won't be able to make his bracha at all. He's going to be marked not to make a shear. Then he's not going to be able to be healthy to see it. I always say, Yisato Kabim, the Naguz Ebezeh, the Turim and Achalah Shishol. If you make separate Achalah, separate by the Ethan, then it won't be chayiv until they actually touch each other. But if they don't touch each other, then they're not considered to be a single dough. And Meshicha means not just touching, but Meshicha to the extent that if one is noshe, whereas if you pull them apart, they won't pull apart cleanly. One will pull off a little bit from the other. So it bites into it. So it's tight enough of a negia that it's noshe also. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ach harodeh, you're taking out pots from a tanu, minotein l'sal, and now they're already baked, so obviously they're not going to be noshe. Asal mitzvah sam l'chala, so that means you don't require neshicha, for sure, because even if they're completely separate entities, as long as you're in the same container, it's considered to be a kiev of challah. There's a Gemara, ma pachot, when you say we have over here and not being able to make it, not being able to make it in what sense? I mean, can't you get somebody else to make it for you? When you say that it's better to not take off challah at all by making it kabin, it's on a common set. So the machlokas over here, it's ma pachot mi abad mil yaseno v'tahara abad mil yaseno kabin. So when we're arguing over here, that's only, as we said before, if you don't have somebody who can do it v'tahara within 4 mil. But we said before that in order to find someone who can do it v'tahara, you can go up 4 mil to find it. So the question is over here, these 4 mil, you have somebody at the end of 4 mil. So what does that mean? Does it mean exactly 4 mil, or is it up to 4 mil? So what is it? Pachot mi arba milin, or arba milin mamish mitzum tamot?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's zad va bechal, or it's zad v'lo ad bechal. That is our question. Mi abad mil yasena v'tara, yotei mi abad mil yasena kabin. If you mean 4 mil, not pachot mi abad mil, but up to and including, so then the mission would be referring only to more than 4 mil. If you mean less than 4 mil, then the mission could be referring even to 4 mil itself. Nashrina minha, tano kibava, kigon kisari. He gives an example of the distance to Caesarea. Now, Caesarea, lav arbat milinu, isn't Caesarea 4 mil from where he was? Ahamet arba mil, yasena betara, yoter mi arba mil, yasena kabin. So the distance between the Kriya, I guess, that was known, I don't know where it was, but between where he was and Caesarea was 4 mil. Do you have any idea where that could be? What town was there within 4 mil of Caesarea? Well, this is very much in that area.
What town was there?
Nathania? Rabbi Ami already declared Shammai, Rasot Yisagdo La Bituma. He said it, that he held that it would be better to make something Bituma, Mashma, like Rabbi Akiva, to negative Chachomim, which is going to bother us later. Now, wait a second. Why did he have to do that before? Why didn't he get somebody to do it? I ain't sure my bummy win. But to wherever it is, I don't know where. Okay, I don't know.
Is this on the Easter or
on the person. If he doesn't have an Easter, that's fine. He can't be Messiah. He can't be Messiah with the naked Easter.
He gives
it to someone else
to take off the
cow from the Easter to be made. Yeah, to make the Easter for you too.
So
what he's going to do here, he's already made the Easter? No, it's asking, why was he murdered? It's not 4 mil between where he was and the place where someone was.
And yet he
was saying us to do it to Tuma. Since there's a river between where he was and the place where when Moshe goes to Caesarea. When Caesarea, so then it was considered to be the equivalent of Abba Mion. So in other words, wherever Caesarea concludes a river to. Now, Matnite, the Rebbe Akiva, the Torah, this whole thing over here, is going only according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kabib. So now, when Rabbi Ami is saying this, I mean, isn't it strange that he questions can make it the Chachamim? It's only Rabbi Akiva when he argues the Yosef that he questions like Rabbi Akiva. Does that make sense that his mission, I mean, in other words, his learning should be going to leave Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara is Sagidolahita. It was an extremely large Isa, and therefore Noah Aya Lolahalit Shama Lolola Asoka Kabib. So for him to be Mahalik more than Arba Mil, then not to make it Kabib, we're not gonna be much reaction. It's just too much fearful. Shmashin that the case is also Kavir. Rabbi Akiva. Now, Chora, there's a contradiction in Rabbi Akiva because Samano Omer, no tell me kaf chala. Later on, Rabbi Akiva says that if somebody takes chala out of a kav, so it's considered to be chala. So that means that even less than a shear of a kav or roba is considered to be chala. And Acha Omer Acha. Over here he says that you can make it kabim and there's no chala of shame and so on, why not? Well, because he was talking about chachila. Over there it says, if someone did it, it doesn't mean the chachila, that he should have taken off chala and made a bracha. Taman l'shavar, ramacha, l'chachila. The chachila, of course, he's going to be the vav of the mitzvah. We can't make a bracha on it. So that's what he's saying, that to make mule chala, you should make sure that you have a shear. And she's going to make a kabi, and it'll lose the house. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Chia, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosef, Rami, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Vehein Shadashchu. Even though Rabbi Yehuda said that if you take it down and you put it into a stall, the stall is mitzvah, you need to also have Mashiach. So in other words, there needed to have been a Mashiach plus a Tirsah. Mashiach alone would not, and Tirsah alone would not. Eastern some learn that only itself can be Mitzari, and some learn the opposite. The Eastern Mitzari, Atanu Mitzari, the Ein Hasal Mitzari. Whereas others say exactly the opposite. On Rav Yochanan, Itate, Midasilfei, Nashu, Kan, Vikan, Mitzari. This my focus over here. Is actually we can learn out from Ethiopia. Because it says Mashu Kanvakan Mitzari. If the Ethios had originally been connected to whether it's an Esau or whether it's an Tanur, it's Mitzari. Because the Mashiach was even a minor Ethiop, where it's not meant to stay, it's going to Tanur, it's also Mitzari. Lo Mashu Kanvakanena Mitzari. But if they never had been connected, then there's no tirov at all. Doesn't matter, even if it's in the south, it wouldn't be the start. Masnita kagon ilan lista the bava. We're talking about over here the large, not the pito that we sell over here in our store, but the lista, which is like a very big bread that they sell here in bava. It's the angel bread. So over there, by definition, if you put them into the tanur, they always end up touching the noshech. And then at the end, you have to cut them. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're arguing, whether the tanur, only the tanur is mitzaret. So in other words, because then the pshat would be that since when you put it into the tanur, you know that they end up expanding into each other, that's what he means, the tanur is mitzaret, because over there it could be same as the mashiach. Mashiach, in the tzal, you can't be same as the mashiach. It's not a new machlokas, but it's ignoring the requirement for mashiach plus few. Halacha gemu.
Iraqi
bread. A large Iraqi bread. Oh, that's Ramesh Bavo bread. That's they still make it by what we call the what they call tanur, ish tanur.
I had an Iraqi neighbor
describe
meant for her to make bread
for
the area. Could even be bigger than what they know.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. They wrap up a whole meal in the bread. Amazing the differences in human culture.
Halacha Gimel. Hamashmish Chalato Kemach. Somebody wants to take off challah before it makes the dough bekalal. In a challah, the gezel beyat kohen. There's no din of challah that's chal on it. And if the kohen keeps it as yuzewa because his mommy doesn't have a din of kohen. Ha'isa atma. Once you make an isa. It's a toll. You can't give it to the scholar if it isn't a toll. If he keeps it, then he's stealing. He should give it back. See, this is not a toll. The guy wants to be stupid and give it to him. Yeah, he's just taking it on the post. Exactly. Now, you thought, Ma, in a case, where you went ahead and you made now challah with the kemach, and then you go ahead and you make the isa with the remaining kemach, since that challah was meaningless, now that you go ahead and you make the isa, of course it's now going to be final challah. Now kemach, not only that, when you gave the kemach to the kohen, and this kemach you ended up making an isa, so now you went ahead and the kohen is holding on to kemach. Now it turns out in Eid for Kishiyur, Chayavet V'Chalah, if now he makes an isa, so now this kemach becomes Chayim V'Chalah also, right? The Asur Lazar, the Rebbe Yeshua, and all of this kemach is also going to be Asur as a takrana for anybody to eat, because since people saw somebody giving this kemach to a kohen, then they're going to mistake it for some type of matnafun. So maybe we offer it lazorim. But the fact is that the kohen in making an isa is also going to be chayav to be matnafshkala from it. So that all around this is a crazy situation because the yisrael is going to the remainder of the kemach is mechayav him is chala, and this kemach for the kohen is mechayav chala. Nobody was taught. So all it does is confuse people.
Because you take the
father
as
to himself? Yeah, but it has to be Ma'aseh. Well, it was actually a Ma'aseh in which Kapsha Zakein Zar, an old man who was a Zar, grabbed it and he ate the camel. So the Chora, that means that nobody stopped him with Mukher. On my land, no. Apu kill Kelat Mukher. He came out here. He'll be punished for it. He was Makonkul himself. But not only that, he became now the model that everybody can blame. So he served a very good purpose. He screwed up his own life. But everybody else who sins will say, well, we simply follow the old Zakein. So he made life the Kutan. Yeah. He was the Takein for them, but they could say we didn't know we were sinners. I was the famous Meister. The din is that if you have a kav and a quarter, 5/4 of a kav. Kema is chayav in the kala. And that we learn out from the Avisatechem, that's today Avisat Hamidbar. And that we learn out from Omer Legugola. The Omer Legugola, the Torah says, a Sirus Eifa, it ends up being 4 Urevayim. And this shear includes, as the Mishnah, Hain, the Shoran, the Shuvan, Umur Saman, Samejas Revayim, Achayat. So this includes even the Sa'or, but it's not itself, would not have been edible. But it's mixed in the dough, and the suban and worse, and also that you wouldn't have eaten yourself. These are like the chaff and the pieces of straw that got mixed in. The din is that they're also, once it's part of the ether, since it can be eaten with the ether, so the nail of the is chayim. Nitzol mursanam nitzol chayim. At first, you were careful to sift the flour. You got off all of the chaff. The chazal, the tochan, and then it was put back into the dough. Now, then already elu katur, and then they're not mitzaret to the ether. Shiur akala echad mi'asrimi arba. How much do you take off of kala? 1/24 is what you give to the coin. Ha'osai yisala atzmo, ha'osai b'shtabino, echad mi'asrimi arba. Somebody is baking for himself in the house, even if he's baking a tremendous amount, he's making a chasana. But he's baking all the bread himself, and he's not a professional. He's not a professional baker. He doesn't take off the shear that a nachum would take off. He takes off echad mi'asrimi arba, even though he's baking a tremendous amount.
The
total. Yeah, no, for every 24 isos, he would take off one iso. And even though Lamaisa, the person is baking as much as the baker bakes, we didn't give the separate shiurim for the case, we gave the separate shiurim for the people. And this is because the shiurim anyway is the Rabbanan shiurim, says Meirai, there's no shiur for Truma, and therefore there's no shiur for Kala either. Kala is the same thing in Truma. It's okay. So for Truma we made a shiur of Akram Yarbon, the Kamisha, Mashisha, Lovia, Sekhamisha, Yarbon. Now, Kala, sure, 7 o'clock for sure. Or even a private person who doesn't have a factory but an issue is baking to sell, there it's echad mi'arba'im v'shmona. For the business for selling, you give what? Yitmai yas isafat shogeget lanusa, and if the isa itself became tamea, either by accident or by somebody forcing it, it's echad mi'asim mi'arba, the echad mi'arba'im v'shmona. Because it's not going to be eaten anyway. So therefore, we're going to take off more mitzreifa. You take off that shear. Mitmate mizida. But if you did it on purpose, we're not going to let her get off not taking off the kala. When that kid takes off the kala exactly the same that she would have had to take off if it hadn't become funny. Rabbi Yezomer. Mitelet minatahor. Al hatameh. Actually, you can take off challah from another isa, even though the Isa is coming, I know what you're bothered by. You're bothered by the fact that how can you take off from one thing on another thing if it wasn't in the same Isa, because it didn't in the Isa, Kala. Yeah, you can't take off from one Isa to the other. What you do is what you do. What do you do? Kesa. Isa to Rabbi Isa to me. Notel kedei Kala mi Isa shalohu ma'akalata. Notel pachot mi kebeitza be'emsa kedei shiito ben amuka. What you do is you take a little bit of dough to connect the two, and there, if it's less than a kebeitza, then it won't transfer tumor from one to the other. And so since it's talking to kebeitza, there's no problem with tumor. And then they're linked, and they're nice, and you can take off from one to the other.
So if you have your tahar, you put it in between.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then it's not going to be makabel tumah. It's not going to transfer tumah to the other one.
But if they're linked together, you can take
kala. You take kala from one on the other. Because we're afraid that you'll end up either being Natami or you're worse, you'll end up taking off kala shalom and amukha. It's a barrel count, doesn't mean the same thing means by mitzvah. I mean, here it means without it being one here. So it'll be like a false column.
Well,
yeah. Amar Lahem, he said over there, he was in the Kalkel, Latzmo, Kitin, La'achirim. How does that work? Well, because Kalkel Latzmo, because he ate it, and he's going to be punished for it now. But he was with that came after him. He did not with the fire. They're gonna blame him. They're gonna say we relied on him, so we shouldn't be punished for it. He said, "Hey, Tani, he came after we took care of him." I'll just say just the opposite. So what it says was he came after. Look, at least he got a good meal, right? Because Mikoma Komakala, he's walking around with a full belly. But he'll care about him because people will think that it's much to do this, and they'll be near shot. So being inside the name of the we say yes. Rami the shame Rabbi Yanai. This kav here, Rami chayav bechala. The kav in Teria, they were mostly chala midas. So that means that the midas sipori of a kav in Teria was an additional 25%, which is another quarter of a kav. In which case, it turns out that 5/4 of a tzipori kav is one kav of Sharia. The Mela, you have to know that you over there, you would not miss the Chayav, don't get mixed up with the Tzipori Shiur. Now, Chav Chalitah, who was a matom, a baker man, went and asked the Chayav by Rabbi Yochanan. Show Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, Izel Avid Arba Upoli. That went ahead, and made 4.5. In other words, I took a little bit less than 5 and made 4.5 rivaim of kemah.
And 4
rivaim. Yeah. Yoma leislat, so called. Well, according to this, Rabbi Yochanan should have said to him, 3.25 he can make. Because Rabbi Yochanan was in Teria.
Uh-huh.
So how can he come to make a kav plus a half if a kav in Teria is already decided? So it must be you're wrong. So how can he come to give that eight? I'm Rabbi Zira, Kabaya Basrayon, Ruvaya Izabun. In Rabbi Yochanan's time, the kav in his place was the way that that it was in the time of Rabbi Yana. The rova itself was his daruna, became small the way that it was before. So Enochinami, it went back too, because now it's true that they left it at 5 revayim, but the size of the rova was smaller in the time of Rabbi Yochanan. In which case, the 5 revayim of Teria now, the 5 revayim of Tzipori that were nicholas into the Kav Teriani we're still less than the 5 that we're supposed to be, because the robots themselves were made smaller. So even though the system remained the same, but it was still 25% more in terms of the robot, but the robot was small. And so it boiled down to the same thing. But why didn't he tell 28? Why couldn't he tell him, Hamisha Paratifkai? You should have said, you take 5 robots, you minus something. And that way it would be less than a few. Why did he have to tell him 4.5? And that gives him a lot of leeway. Shalayavoli, that's not the tree of power. He didn't want to make him take a little bit less. And what if he's not careful? So he'll end up now with a suffix, maybe this is a shear and so on. He told him to make sure you only take off 4.5. I'm going to be open on Derek Isa Shama. The Mishnah that says over here that Rub is so long, Subam, and Mursam, that's talking about we're over here. The Derek is to make an Isa like that. So there are people that eat anybody. They eat health bread and that, or they're too poor to buy cocoon bread. So that's the kind of bread that they eat. On the Shlokesh, the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel on there. The Yola mean that they have a Zechama, Sheba, Zagan, Kishiyur. When it says over here that if you first put it through a sifter and you took out the Mursam, now you add the Mursam, that is Pater, has got to be gone by Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, because Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, you need pure Dagan, we'll see this later on, you need pure Dagan of the Chameshis Revayim. So therefore, over here also, if you've separated it out, it doesn't help to add it to the Isa. So, because he says, over there, we talked about this really before, about the mixture of other things.
The bread.
No, other things. Like rice, different parts in it over there. So we had to do a Nigrah.
Yeah.
Nigrah. So Rabbi Shimon Amil argued, remember, he held this notion of Nigrah. So according to him, we shouldn't be able to be Gorer the Sivan and Mursam anyway, once they were separate, they were seen as separate entities, they weren't bought to the Kema. Because it's not, there's no Dinagrira, but Makora, according to Chachamim, I mean, why is it worse than having rice flour in the thing? Makora is only going like the Sivan and Mursam. They tell me, the Kriya Rabbis, Barlovita, the Shem, Rabbi Yashur ben Levi says, no. It's going according to everybody, because there's a difference between rice and mursam, as we'll see. How many of the money? Alpha Gabdalama of Yossi. Ready? How did Yossi? Omer de Kavase. The Omer of Yochel and Derek Isa Shana. Even though it doesn't say the Farish anything like that, and that doesn't pass when I got the Farish in the Mishnah of Rice, huh? But it's going according to everybody, but still, you can be the diet that it's going according to everyone. Because he says, when we open the Paschim, he said, Derech Isa Shana. But this is the way in which we generally will make an Isa. The point over here is that it's just not normal. They'll say, Nigrar is one thing. It's normal to mix like 7 grain bread, whatever. But who would want to put in junk into bread after it was separated out? Tell me, I'm reviewing them. Why is it that we make this? Because Nachum eino ra'a b'isato, u'balabayit eino yapa b'isato, is what it should say. The difference is that a Nachum is making a lot to sell. And he's very awesome to get here. He's giving away money. He's not giving away his effort. He's really good business. He's giving you to say, take off 1 out of 24 of everything that he sells. Cuts tremendously into his business. And it's not a matana that he wants to give. Whereas a balabai, he's happy. He feels good about it. So this is containing up with the Isa. We give him that sheer. It's nothing to do with that. It's because it says Vinasata Mimeno, it's from Mata Shem, the Aaron HaKohen. Point over here is that you're supposed to be giving it to Aaron HaKohen. I say she's Lulakohen, the Kunato. Yeah, you're giving it to Kohen, for God's sake. Give him something that has some hashivas to it. Why did it stress in the pasuk, give it to Aaron HaKohen? Because it's saying, what do you think? You're giving it to a jerk? You're giving it to a descendant of Aaron HaKohen. You're going to give him, what are you going to give him? A little tiny quarter of a lachmaniyah. We call that an Athena. There has to be between Athena. Therefore, a balabai who generally makes a small isa for his home. So he's telling us, it's going to be a chashuv in Athena, so that it should have a shear of 124. But a nakhton, isa to meruba. So if he takes off even only one out of 48, it's a very fine Athena to the kohen. So yej bakidei matan ala kohen. With balabai, isa to meruba. Ein bakidei matan ala kohen. We're saying that ino ra, ino yalka. What do we care what he likes giving? We care what we will hire them to give. But Anina, so what about the says, I'll say, Shala Atmo, doesn't it say that if you're making it for himself, that even if he's Otsala Mishka Beno, Echon Yetzin the Arba? Why shouldn't we say, well, if you're making a lot, then you should give Matana? No, so why can't he give a big gift, which is 148? We want to start now being machalic to cases like this, to cases like this. We're surveying the case that a balabai gives that shear. No, that's not true. We just had the case of an isha. But the name of an isha, she osam and karbashuk echo mi'abay mishmona. So, how do you explain that? She, bizman she mochar bashuk, all of a sudden she becomes an achkom? I mean, so what exactly is the... is the law. Okay, even if you'd want to say that, but if you're going to tell me that you, according to the way you understand it, that the concept in the Athena, you could also make a low plug. Maybe the low plug would be Mechira. Anybody who's making for selling gives 148. Okay, fine, I'm willing to accept that. But suppose we learn that it's a function of Eno Ra, Eno Yapa. So how does that work now? Did she suddenly, what, she changes her whole psychology? So if you want, yeah, of course she changes her whole psychology. If she's making over here, she owes Ta'at the Beita, when she's baking for a family there in Ayapa. She's not thinking about it as a business. But the Sha'at she owes Ta'at and Kor B'Shuk, Eno Ra'at. Obviously, she's the business. She started to count her pennies. A very interesting thing, because this is momish. This is what people think. Yeah, it's your friend, you know, but now it's business. And people, momish, make that avgal. You come and ask the same person, they invite you in, and they give you the cake and whatever you want. But, you know, but this is my business. Be medactic mamish to the last Ruka. So this is mamish what the Gemara says. She's two personalities, the same woman. She's waiting for her chicken, and now I'm selling. Good, okay. It's mamish reflected by halakha lamais in the sheer crowd. Beautiful. Amar Rebbe, matnitim, when it says over here that if it's tamei, that you only take out 148 who was done, the ta'ut. So over there, it's talking about bilimudah, the yot mafreshes, echam yetzim yarv. Over here, normally this woman takes off from the isa teira, she takes off 1/24th. And she doesn't have a problem with it while she's trying to play games over here. Aval bilimudah, the yot mafreshes, echam yetzim yarv. It's obviously switched. So over there, no tenet echad miyotinav shvoyekotei niskar. We don't want her to be able to get away with murder. This is the way she does things. Like if somebody asks us a shayla, how much do I give? We make sure that she gives the full amount. The ein habayit mitzareis. Now, why don't we say that the halacha is, if you're going to be mitzaret things in a tanur, so why can't we be so make on the bias of house. Why isn't the being in the same house? Why isn't it the parish? Answers the Gemara. Because the Rosh who mastid al ta'aravuto and abayis of parish. The person is makbid that things shouldn't get mixed up with one another. So over there, the bias cannot be mitzayed. And over here, obviously, I don't want to touch the Tyra and the Torah and the Tamea. I'm trying to keep them separate. In which case, how can you have the bias be mitzayed of them if I have to make sure that they don't get mixed up? So I don't want them to be mitzayed up. Because the whole... One of the chumras of the month club. So this is like a big, big thing that went around. I mean, it's like 20 years ago. People were saying that if you bake challah and you bake, let's say you have this like suffix challah, you made like a smaller dough. So maybe you took off either with suffix bishur or you took off only the chumras. You took off, it was required last year, you took off, you can make a broth or whatever, and you put it in the freezer.
Dinner.
No, the challah, not the bread, you put in the freezer.
You didn't take off.
You took off challah, but it was for purposely kashir vada.
The bread. What
did you do with the challah? You burned it. Now you put the bread in the freezer. So the chumrah of the month club was that if you put
another
bread in the freezer, then the freezer should be mitzvah, and now you will please take off challah again. Right, because now you have a shear, so now maybe the suffix, maybe you weren't yet before, now it's mitzvah. So now you will please take off. This is driving the women crazy. Right?
Is this the last week, the last month, or when did
they? So, I mean, that's the shayla over here. That's what the Gemara is saying. The only reason a bias, the freezer is certainly a bias, is not mitzvah. If I'm master, that they shouldn't be mixed. So I find it at the time that the fact that people wrap things separately in order to keep them separately wrapped, and I wouldn't want it open because it gets freezer burned, means that I'm master that they shouldn't touch. It's not the hakpada specifically that they shouldn't touch. The hakpada that they should be separately kept. And here I have the hakpada should be separately kept. People wrap it very carefully. So that they wouldn't want it to be unwrapped. It's hard to be in the tower, something I was put into separate containers, essentially shouldn't touch. I'm not sure about it. That was my sort of time. It's just interesting the way that it comes out. I wish I was
only. The power of the rice is just
open. Right. Like Truman.
124 is.
It's a big chumra.
A
rabbi.
Yeah. But I would add, it's two.
Right. So he said to me, he said to me, Sukhidavishu makbid al ta'aravuta, and therefore, if it's something that he's makbid on, so then the bias is not going to be the tarahit. The Isa Tehila, did you say over here? Not in that Isa Tafala. Because when is the person makbid over here? An Isa that is Tehila. In other words, it's a rishay in the Tumah. It's not a rishay. Then why would he be marked? But the Isa Shniya, okay, it's not a rishay. It's not a tefillah. It's a sheni. So how is it going to be matami? Ein l'sheni maga etzla teva. There's no din of Tumah maga by an ochor sheni to pass a teva. It could only be possibly true of a kala, right? So this is who we already saw this affair. We all know here chulin that is chulin lechala does not have a din of chala as long as it's tevel. It won't be makabel tuna anyway. In which case, he isn't going to be makbid on the taruvas in that case, and therefore he should be able to be makbish minator ala tamei even without real negiyah, because it should be mitzarefet. Tani Rabbi Lai Amar Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Tornin minator ala tamei. The law, if you hold of this halacha, Rabbi Eliezer, that you should figure out a way to take off the challah of the tyra, you could, don't think that that's only because you don't have to worry so much because you're not dealing with dangerous substances. Sorry for it, not mashing, oh boy, that's a, but no, I mean, even the law would hold it. So it's Vladlock in this case. Because he could also have Itzchokos Mikabesa, and there would still be no problem. You could be Torim Minam Mukab. How? And what you could do is, let's say, Kavag Zekim Mitumah. Let's say you have now Zekim that have now oil on them, right? You pickled them already. And they're tummy. Now you have to take out the truma from them. You have shemen there. What are you going to do? Humavaki should turn on the tire. So you can do it. You can do it like this. Maybe mashpek. Shein the beef to beisha. Umamaleotam zekim. You not know. Piachavit. You take a mashpeh, and you have over there zeitim that are cut up, right? Because otherwise, some that I'll take off from zeitim on a shemen. Remember, we had all because of the problem of the different shiurim that we made exer that ain't done. Okay, fine. So we're talking about over here where there were already kishushim, and now you put those zeitim into the mashpeh where it doesn't hold a kebeta. And you make the zekim and the mashpeh truma on the ones that are underneath. And you put it on top of the chavit. So now the zekim that are in the mashpeh can be nogea in the oil itself and in the zekim in the jar on top. And now it'll turn out that you're being toreh. And the zekim now that became tameh are not going to be metame the zeitim above them because there's no kabeis over here. There's no kabeis. It can't be metame. Well, I don't get it. What do you mean? So long will we talk about the kabeis? I feel a kabeis. Who cares if it would be a kabeis? Aren't we talking about the zeitim that are cut up? So look, you're really not. You're talking about over here little bits and pieces. So if you don't have one shear, that could be Makabal Tuma. Who cares how many little pieces there are? So let's say you have an enormous mashpeh. If you don't have over here a kezayis, why would it be metameh? If each piece is supposed to be kezayis, how exactly would it be Makabal Tuma? Says the Gemara, because Shalola Tamot, Zekim Arvei. So the point over here is that the ones that are going to be in touch with the actual oil that's coming will become tummy. In order to avoid as much as possible tumah, bingorim tumah, take a mashpeh that is small. That's all that we meant. Because at least that way, you'll have as little tumah as possible. We weren't saying lagabe the shear necessarily. Amrulo, ein lachar kolu ilach, elayayin b'shemen bilvah. The Chachamim, they say that no. When he's arguing over your Rebbe Eliezer on us, he's arguing really only when it comes to Yovich. And certainly Balasi would be noted. Except that, let's just get our Musagim straight. The meaning of Lach would only be Nogea Yayin Veshemet. Because that's where you have a real problem. The things themselves now are considered to be Mashkin. And then we make our gezeira. We have our gezeira. We're afraid that you're going to end up being metame, and therefore you'll keep it apart and so on and so forth. But by yayin v'shemen over there, what's the problem? You don't really need neshicha there at all. It doesn't need to be in the gear there overall. Then the mele, you can be talking. There's no look of touching when it comes to truma. So the problem? Who's arguing on that? Hech avida kora achas mishteborot. How can you be metorim now without touching one to another? You have the kora that you put on top of the gap. So this is the weight. And you put kora achas over two gitot. So in other words, you go ahead and you crush them, either the olives or the wine, as the case may be. Then you split up the produce into two separate bags. Oh my gosh, he's back. One of them becomes tame, and one of them remains tame. You're allowed to be tearing from one on the other,
Because since they were under a single Korah, that's considered Rimuka. You don't need that it should be mamish touching when it comes to fruit. And if you have state Korot Laboracha, even if you would have, if there were one bar, even if there would be two separate Korot, that would be considered to be Min HaMuka. Tells you tomorrow, what do you mean? In Borakat. And it's Tameh, huh? Mikinish Nitman Mikstato. And Kolot Tameh? How does that case work? How could they be in one bar and some of it should be Torah and some of it should be Tameh? What exactly is the case where you have Tuma, you could be, you take off Tuma and a Tira or Tameh in one bar? Rabbi Lovish. And Rabbi Yossi says, well, Mikitater Shayabada Ato, Marsotam Kitakat. The case would have to be that when it says over here, Shaker of the Borakat, what it means is that he had in mind, and he made over here Shaker of in two Borot, that that's considered to be Mukaf. We're talking about his Das Vachatchila was to make them the Borakat. He now changed his mind. That's what we're saying. The two Korot in two Borot could also be considered to be mukaf because initially his kavana was to put them together. So that's also considered to be mukaf. And the Yosef Ribon had a tema kishish nitma nishishila umishikifa shekaimir v'truma tahara. So that means that this is dafka where the wine became tameh after it became chayev and truma. So in other words, the gmar malacha, which as we said before, was the skimming. So over there it became now hukvalatayis in the truma, and therefore it became chayev when it was together. But since it was near the truma at the time that it was tahar, and over here it would have made sense that I should be taking off from the other tahar that I originally thought would be together with it in the bar. So the male, even if it became tamei afterwards, I could still take off from one on the other. Avav nitma, achlo shilav, achlo kitam, lo bedal. If it became higher than Truma, only afterwards, in other words, the Tyra, it never had been Mukpa, and therefore was never yet higher. So in such a case, it was never in a Matzah, but I was Mukhliyah to take off Truma when it was Tahar. There, I should not take off Minatahar al-Tameh, and even in a case where, you're saying, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that was only when it was shyest to take it off at one time, the Heter Gomer from Tyre ala Tyre, and now it became Tom. And if Tavi and Rav Yosef Shem Rav Yamet say that's how we pass from Havok to Rav Eliezer, you can take Truma Echala Minator ala Tome by using a shtick, and we don't make a gizera that you'll be afraid to put them together. Rav Yosef Shem Rav Yamina is in Havok to Rav Eliezer. Rav Yosef Rabban and Rav Yosef Shem Shmuel also says in Alaf Rabbi Yehuda. Also, Uvde Kamei Rabbi Ami, you should say, Lalahori, he didn't want to be famous on Rabbi Yehuda. Omar, train, you should say, Kol Kavot train, you know, we have over here two against two, essentially. Because on the one hand, we just said we have Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bon, and Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel, but in Alaf Rabbi Yehuda, I don't want to. Don't want to be famous on it. On my lay, Rabbi Yitzchak and Achon Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak and Achon used to be famous. He's a pretty big patriarch, and he used to be famous on Rabbi Yitzchak. Rafi who came on Mori, he still held, but it's trade for trade. Didn't want to pass in the case of trade for trade to be famous on Rabbi Yitzchak, and not the Rabbi. Andrew almost famous for tomorrow, but we met him.